Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Wednesday, a detective with the Eureka Police Department's Problem Oriented Policing Unit conducted surveillance on a mobile home at the 700 block of C Avenue. It was part of an ongoing methamphetamine sales investigation involving Mexican resident Israel Chavez Bazan, a 39-year-old. The detective saw a black Kia four-door sedan leave the residence, and he decided to follow it. He pulled it over for a vehicle code infraction at the 3300 block of Broadway. While speaking with the driver, 35-year-old Nathan David Stancliffe, the detective smelled the odor of processed marijuana from inside the vehicle. During a search, the detective located 7 pounds of processed marijuana, according to the press release. Bazan was not home when investigators arrived. He was later stopped and detained when he drove up in his vehicle. Investigators located about 39 grams of meth, 12 grams of rock cocaine, and approximately 5 pounds of processed marijuana. Further evidence of drug sales activity, including packaging materials. Additionally, about $1,600 in cash was seized. Bazan was arrested, transported to the county correctional facility, where he was booked on possession charges. His bail is set at $50,000. Sheriff's deputies investigated a stabbing incident that took place Tuesday night in Garberville, an incident that sent a 50-year-old to the hospital with several stab wounds to the face, chest, and hands. Deputies identified 42-year-old transient James Rowe as the suspect, and they found Rowe in Garberville, and they took him into custody. Rowe was booked for attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon. He's being held without bail. The County Drug Task Force conducted a probation search at a residence in the 2000 block of Brigham Court in Eureka. They located an indoor marijuana grow. Officers found growing plants, 9 pounds of processed weed, a handgun, and $1,200 in cash. Officers arrested John Armstrong, who was on felony probation from Arizona. Reporter Dan Squire has an update on the search for a new CEO for St. Joseph Hospital. Here's Dan.
St. Joseph's Hospital will begin a search for a new CEO after it was announced that Joe Mark will step down effective June 30th. Mark has been with St. Joseph's for 6 years and cited family concerns as the reason for his departure. He said he and his wife will move back to Ohio to be closer to family, but will remain in place while the transition to a new CEO is completed.
Thanks, Dan. Every winter, Humboldt County gets its winter storms, and every winter, those storms leave snow at higher elevations. Residents head to higher ground to enjoy the snow, and every year, they tend to trespass on private land while doing so. The Sheriff's Office wants to remind those who want to see the snow to be conscious of privately owned property, especially in Neyland, where several residents have complained of trespassing. If you want to see and enjoy the snow, make sure it's on public land, like the Six Rivers National Forest or Horse Mountain. More KINS News. It's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
American Eagle Airlines is looking to open 2 daily nonstop flights from Arcata to L.A., and they have been negotiating with the county and REDEC, but at this point there is no way to provide the revenue guarantee. The Headwaters Fund cannot loan to the Aviation Division, and REDEC doesn't have the resources to guarantee repayment of a $1 million loan. Don Anabuski, the new chief at REDEC, says the group is continuing its work in securing both the funding and a revenue guarantee. The Headwaters Fund Board has also stated that if any Headwaters money is involved, they will need to see some hard data on whether or not that money will be of an economic benefit to the county. The judge presiding in the Richardson's Grove lawsuit issued a ruling that Caltrans must redraw the maps and redo its environmental review for its plans to realign Highway 101 through the Grove. Groups opposed to the project claim that the new roadway would either cut down or impact the root systems of trees and also have a negative effect on wildlife. Those groups filed suit in 2010 to halt the project. The National Weather Service has issued a hard freeze warning through this morning. Freeze can severely damage crops and plants, so take precautions. Also, if you see someone who needs a place to stay, remember to send them to the Eureka Mission. If the mission fills up, the City of Eureka's extreme weather shelter will be able to handle the overflow. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.